GSI Security Research Institute reminds you. Firstly, the teleconference is only for institutional investors contracted by GSI Security Research Institute and invited clients. The statement made by the third-party guest represents only their personal views, and all information or opinions do not constitute judgments or investment suggestions on the specific securities at a certain price level, certain time points, and certain market performances. Secondly, the information or opinions expressed by the guests do not constitute the research views of Zhuoshan Securities Research Institute. Differences or inconsistencies between the views released by the guests and by Zhuoshan Securities Research Institute, if any, are only served as different perspectives for investors to refer. Thirdly, in accordance with the regulatory requirements and principle of confidentiality, it is strictly prohibited to record, transcribe, and forward the content of this teleconference without legal authorization. Thank you for understanding and cooperation. If the content of this teleconference is inadvertently leaked or suspected of violating the above regulations, we will reserve the right to investigate legal responsibility. Thank you again for your understanding and cooperation.
Good morning and welcome to SISREM Medical's conference call for the first half of 2022 earnings conference call. Please note this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Miri Singh of MSIR. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. And thank you all for joining us today. I would like to remind our listeners that certain information provided on this call may contain forward-looking statements, and changes in business, competitive, technological, regulatory, and other factors could cause actual results to differ materially from the forward-looking statements made today. Our historical results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. As such, we can give no assurance as to the accuracy of our forward-looking statements and assume no obligation to update them except as required by law. The Safe Harbor Statement applies to the entire call. If you have not received a copy of the release, please go to the Investor Relations section of the company's website. Now, please let me introduce the speakers of today's call. Mr. Louis, SISREM's Chairman and Executive Director, Mr. Lior Dayan, SISREM's Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Gojin Bu, SISREM's CFO, Mr. Doron Yanai, Alma's CFO, and Ms. Shirley Fang, SISREM's Company Secretary, Investment and IR Director. Management will begin with a short introduction of H1 2022 business developments and continue with the financial review of the period ended June 30, 2022. Following the prepared remarks, management will be available for the question and answer session. With that, I'd like to pass the call over to Mr. Liu, Chairman of SISREM. Mr. Liu, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us at the meeting. I'm Liu Yi from SISREM Medical. Our company at the Global Wellness Group, think this is really a good opportunity to share the business with each other. SISREM Medical, our vision is to a unique synergy ecosystem of business, building blocks and customer-focused branding, ranging from energy-based device, injectables, synthetic and digital dentistry, personal care, and so on. And to promote internal synergy within systems group. Based on this vision and the strategy, we took the lead in key areas to continuously practice and explore the effective synergy of different business units through product portfolio, channel integration, digital support, and so on. We operate in a large and growing market, and we observe carefully new trends and constantly search for ways to offer consumers and the freedom to choose products that best suit their desired lifestyle with medical-grade wellness. I'd like to thank the entire system team around the global for their dedication. They help us maintain the strong momentum. So now I'd like to hand the call over to our CEO, Leo, to make the introduction about system medical business. Thank you. Leo, please.
Thank you, Louis. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining our first half of 2022 conference call. We're happy to report another record of 6 months. This is with total revenue for the period reaching $174.5 million, which presents above 39% of our increase compared to the first half of 2021. In general, all geography regions grew nicely during the first half of this year. Asia Pacific experienced significant growth, primarily from an exciting product launch together with expanded dental business line and accompanying with developments in our digital infrastructure. North America also grew significantly by more than 42%, and Europe grew by more than 28% compared to the beginning of last year, 2021. Sisram revenue consists of four different segments. The main revenue contributor in the first 6 months is the energy-based device segment, which includes our brand Alma with its energy-based devices. The other three segments are injectables, aesthetic and digital dentistry, and personal care. Diving into our business highlights, I'd like to start with five announcements that we made so far in 2022 regarding product launches, investment, and channel exploration. The first two product launches came from the system subsidiary, Alma, and targeted the United States market. The first one, Alma TED, which is an ultrasound-based system with a proprietary tip engineered with an impact delivery that offers a non-invasive, non-traumatic option to address the market's growing hair loss concerns. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, hair loss affects an estimated of 80 million Americans, 50 million men and 30 million women, which proves the potential market for recurring hair loss, which is still large, and we will pay attention to that field going ahead. The second product launched by Alma in the United States was the CBD Plus, our professional skincare solution. Alma's CBD skincare solution is composed of 10 products utilizing all the health benefits of cannabis to visibly rebalance the skin to a natural, healthy state. The combination of CBD Plus and our classic energy-based device treatment will provide to our clients better results, showing the synergy between our products within our wellness ecosystem. Eventually, these products expand Sisram's presence in the wellness space and position as a leading growth driver in the coming years as part of our strategy to maintain a competitive advantage in markets that set trends for our industry. We are expanding our customer-centric approach. The customer's business unit is gathering an important feedback about our devices, providing valuable input to our R&D teams. Meanwhile, we've hosted hundreds of physicians and business partners around the world at Global Alma Academy events and sales meetings, such as Alma Academy in Spain, Toledo, Alma Academy in the United States and Texas, which allows us to collect firsthand information to better understand the customer demands and to predict the future trends. Disrupt Personal Care brand, Element, launched its first at-home device in May of this year. The product is called Element One. It is available in the Chinese e-commerce platforms named Tmall and Italy. The device uses red and infrared light therapy to deliver nourishing and healing energy into the skin. Sisram will be interacting and engaging with customers using our product through several social media platforms, accumulating interest and creating valuable content around our growing brand. At the beginning of this year, 2022, we enriched injectable portfolio via investment in Tianjin, which will engage in research and development of silk, fibrine, sodium, hyaluronate composite gel, and facial implant thread products. We are currently also establishing a strategic and branding plan for the injectables for EMEA and the Asia-Pacific markets. As for our dental business line, Sisram entered into an investment agreement with Fuso Rick Brown Biotechnology Company Limited to provide aesthetic and digital dentistry solutions. We are now preparing the soft launch of Coppola, our digital dental division, with a pilot program in Israel. Meanwhile, as part of Sisram's long-term strategy to expand our direct reach, in the first half of 2022, the company has established new direct office in the United Kingdom to support the strong growth in demand for Sisram products and services in the European continent. I'd also like to highlight the developments with our information system, which is becoming an effective tool during our ecosystem building journey. We continue to invest in information systems that prioritize the customer experience and incorporate useful features to support our comprehensive wellness ecosystem strategy. The information systems offer actionable insights of the business and plays an important role in daily operation. In 2022, we enhanced traditional ERP and CRM models that are incorporated into an IoT solution for professional capital equipment, marketing automation, and consumer access. Looking at our corporate globally, our expansion efforts bring more talents to our wellness ecosystem with operation coverage in more than 90 countries. We rely on over 100 distributors and 9 direct channels. I'll now turn the call over to Sisram Chief Financial Officer, Guojun Bu. Guojun, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Liang. As previously mentioned, revenue for the first half of 2022 reached a new record. Our total revenue and gross profits increased by 39% more, reaching $174.5 million and $99.6 million, respectively. Net profit for the period increased by 18.2% compared to the same period last year, totaling $20.5 million. And profit attributed to owner of the parent increased by 26% to $20.6 million. With adjusted net profit increasing by 27.5% to $24.9 million. The major adjusted item is the RCO expenses, which was not occurred in the same period last year. Meanwhile, we ended the period with a cash and a cash equivalents of $148.7 million. Breaking down the revenue by segments, the energy-based device segment generated $155.2 million. In the first half of 2022, representing the big contributor to total revenue at 89%, the injectables business line showed 31% growth compared to the same period last year, totaling 3.8 million, and representing 2.2% of total revenue. Our aesthetics and digital dentistry segment generated revenue of 7.3 million, representing 4% of total revenue. Lastly, revenue from service and other business represented 5% of total revenue at 8.2 million. 13.9% growth compared to the first half of 2021. Geographically, our revenue in each region we operate in experienced significant growth during this reporting period. North America and APAC grew more than 42%. Latin America 38% and Euro 28% was the same period in 2021. North America was the biggest contributor to revenue, representing 40% of total revenue, which is equivalent to $70 million. The increase mainly comes from the strong position of Irma brand and the successful launch of new product, Irma TV product. Selling and distribution expenses increased by 57.9% to 43.4 million compared to 30 million in the same period last year. This increase is attributed to face-to-face events through the Global Irma Academy and the social media champion and the consolidation of dental operation. Company continued to increase the investment in R&D compared to the same period last year. R&D investment increased continually by 3.75% to 8.3 million. And 10% of corporate employees are R&D specialists. The changes of net operating cash flow is due to the increase in the inventory in order to face the supply chain challenges. Meanwhile, driven by company continuous expansion of direct sales portion and the launches of high profit products into leading markets. With the methodology in place, revenue derived from direct sales amounted to 65% of total revenue, was 35% of total revenue attributed to sales via distributors. This is an overview of the financial part. Now I will hand over the call back to our CEO, Leo. For the outlook, Leo, please.
Thank you, Gojing. Thank you very much. I'd like to share with on this call right now the outlook for the remainder of 2022. Our focus relies on consumer-oriented principles as we continue to monitor customers' experiences through our direct channels as well as our Alma academies. Furthermore, we launched the Global Customers Experience as part of our headquarters customer business unit, which will allow us to improve the overall customer experience. Our expansion strategy in our main markets, China and North America, includes maintaining our market leadership and enhancing our brand through new Alma product launches. Together with R&D investments that are targeting new generations of active platforms, in North America, we are preparing for an additional ecosystem expansion by the establishment of an office and System Journey Clinic. This will enable us in the future for more Alma Academy events in key major cities, along with the development of System Journey centers, as mentioned above. Considering the current trends in wellness and aesthetics, we are incorporating initiatives in the sexual wellness market in our R&D pipeline. In addition, we plan to leverage our investments in Sisram's digital infrastructure and benefit from the use of Internet of Things service model with cloud-based applications for smart clinic management in China and North America over the coming years. Lastly, despite the supply chain challenges, we are tightly monitoring the situation, communicating with upstream vendors, ensuring second sources to enable a stable supply in the coming year. With that, I thank you all for listening. Miri, we are ready for the Q&A session.
Operator, please open the line for the question and answer session.
Dear investors, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone and wait for your turn. Thank you. So as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one. Dear investors, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone and wait for your turn. Thank you. The first question comes from an investor whose phone number ended with 3860. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, Leo. This is Yaniv from Odomata. Just a quick question about the outlook. So if we backing out the numbers, the growth figure for the first half is very impressive. And then you gave an outlook of at least 20-25% for the whole year. It means a pretty mild outlook for the second half. So maybe you can talk about what are the drivers behind this very weak guidance for the second half. Thank you.
Hi, sure, Yaniv. Hi. So we are looking at the whole year of 2022 with reference to 21. And the overall growth for the whole year, we believe, would be the minimum of within the range of 2025. That's to be the baseline. Again, the reference that might look at the first half of 22 compared to the first half of 21, just to kind of remind, the picking up of the business of within 21 was somewhere around the summer of 21. And we can say that the business is steadily growing since then towards the summer, and we continue to see this growing up going ahead towards the second half of this year. But, of course, coming out of COVID, the end of 2020, the activity in 21, the beginning of the year, wasn't at the pace like down the road within 21. So if you look, as we look into the business today, we look at the ratio of new orders coming in from last summer's towards where we are today going ahead, we see continuous growth. We feel the markets which were kind of closed pretty much on and off in some of the Asian markets is in a better shape right now. So in a way, kind of our biggest challenge right now is to be able to overcome any electronics challenges out there. You can see we're procuring strong in order to be able to expand our capacity. So this is what might block us being able to overcross the 25 growth year over year, which is a significant number.
Dear investors, if you'd like to ask questions, please press star and one on your phone. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one.
Hi, this is Winston from Georgetown Security. Congrats to the Sisram Medical for achieving such an outstanding performance over the first half of 2022. We noticed that recent years, Sisram has strong growth in North American markets. I'd like to ask, what are the key drivers for this strong growth? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Definitely, North America is a very important growth engine, and there are several factors which play the role. The first would be, I believe, the team, which is working together a couple of years right now, and you can see the team connected to the DNA of Sisram, specifically the energy-based device, our division of Alma. This is a core element which plays a role, and you know, we passed together COVID, we stick together this whole period. That's a major factor. After that, introduction of almost every, not over, every year, at least one product as a new product within the portfolio gives you a boost and something to enrich the channel. This year specifically was the TED, Alma TED, which is a hair growth platform combined with a pharmaceutical agent. Last year it was the Alma Duo, which helped us to open a new segment. Another new segment this last year was sexual wellness, and this year it's the hair growth. So this is kind of the idea. And in a way, by adding pharmaceutical solutions, also earlier this year, the CBD Plus as a skincare, in addition to our capital equipment energy devices, really helps us to exercise, in reality, the ecosystem we're speaking about, the complementary solutions towards the doctor, and having the same win-win for the patient in the doctor eyes. So what we are actually achieving right now, this momentum, we definitely see going ahead in the second half of this year, which looks to us promising.
Dear investors, if you would like to ask questions, please press star and one. If you would like to ask questions, please press star and one on your phone and wait for your turn. Thank you. The next question comes from an investor whose phone number ended with 3960. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, this is Alexander, and congratulations for a set of great results. I'm trying to understand the lifetime value of your B2B clinic. From my understanding, you don't use consumables. It's more of a one-time purchase. Could you just give us some color of how the business model, like, do you try to introduce a new product every year? Is that the case? Or just help me understand how you keep earning from an existing client. Thank you very much.
Hi, Alexander. I believe you're calling from Europe. Yeah, we have actually a unique way of channel our solutions to our customers, whether they're doctors or esthetician practitioners. In general, we have about 20% of recurring business, whether it's accessories, handpieces, or disposables. But this is something which is going on for a couple of years. What is really new with the solutions that are coming through the ecosystem of Sisram is the introduction of new divisions which are complementary to the energy devices. So first of all, about the energy devices, we believe that where you don't need a disposable, you don't put a disposable unless it's something that's going through the body that is really a needed disposable factor. But what we also believe that there are complementary solutions that would come through our channels, the channels which are selling to physicians first. And here we have two channels, whether it's the pre-sale or the customer success. You may call it the post-sale channel. This is a channel that is going to create the onboarding of the clinic, but also maintaining the relationship and education and training of existing customers, the install base. So going back to the install base and checking how well they're doing, and through that process, see what could be fine-tuned with upgrades and improvement of the current existing practices in the clinic. These will be the two channels that already works today in North America, in Germany, in India, and in Israel. All our direct sites will have these two channels. In addition to that, there's the third channel. That's the D2C. This is the direct to the consumer. That will be relevant for the home device, the home care, the personal care such as skincare. So the process might start with the physician, which will just subscribe or recommend or provide part of a package, the home device or the skincare, and down the road, this could be procured via the D2C channel and, of course, give credit to the referral, which is the practitioner. So this would basically change
the very pure, maybe past approach where we were selling mainly capital equipment and about 20% recurrent revenue.
Very clear. Thank you for that explanation. Good luck for the rest of 2022.
Thank you, Alexander. Thank you.
The next question comes from investor whose phone number ended with 8274. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are exactly. This is Mike Matson from Needham & Company. I had two questions. I guess first, you know, the 39% roughly growth that you're reporting, how much of that, what was your organic growth if you adjust for acquisitions? And then the second question would really just be on kind of the outlook for aesthetic procedures generally, given, you know, concerns about recession and slowing economies around the world. Thanks.
Yeah, I will address the second question in a sec. Chinique, would you like to address the ratio of the numbers from the table, just to be precise? I think it's something around just above 30% or so. The organic without dental.
Yeah. It's around 33.4% without dental, yeah.
Okay. Okay, got it. And then about Mike. And then about the macro financial aspects on a global level, we don't see this as an impact yet. There are, as you can see also from our report, currency fluctuations, euro versus the dollar. And so at this time, we see an impact there, but we are hedging as always, and sometimes it can, you know, be negative and sometimes positive. Although we are a cash-based company, and we work with direct operators, we haven't seen the impact on our business because of inflation. And I think what makes the role and the behavior of our customers, which is driven also by the behavior of patients, consumers, and this is something comes, I don't know, but this is our feeling, maybe something that comes out of the COVID. There is a sense of more of me time. People are going out and expect, you know, looks for that personal care aspect. Business owners understand that, and you see much more attention to these aspects, regardless news regarding inflation, like you mentioned, and such maybe macro movements on the financial markets. So we don't see that as an impact right now, and we constantly see that continuous solid, continuous growth since last summer that I mentioned, and we see it steady still at this point.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Dear investors, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone and wait for your turn. Thank you. The next question comes from an investor whose phone number ended with 5895. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, management team. Congratulations on the strong performance over the first half of the year. This is Mary from Zhejiang Securities. Also, I'm just wondering what is the biggest challenge during the COVID-19 period, and how we deal with it. Thank you.
I think about challenges through 2020 till today, we faced different challenges. I think that what we're facing today is different than what it was before. In the last month, we don't see shutdowns, but if you go back 2 months ago, we still see shutdowns in some of the major markets in Asia. And then there are aspects of recruitment, of finding strong talents. There is always that challenge. But I think the most significant challenge that right now we face is the supply chain with electronics. We're not alone that to deal with that. I mean, their electronics are short with major suppliers and giants from Japan, giants from the States, And we are blessed to be able to have strong financials that allows ourselves to open orders for long-term in advance. As you guys may know from our reports in the past, we kind of focused our products to the newer ones. We narrowed down with discontinued products 2 years ago that really helped us today, especially when we launch new products. And this gives us that security when we need to procure for long term, which drives cash and higher level of inventories. But what really, in a way, stopping us from really running even faster than the numbers that I gave you guys earlier for the second half is the uncertainty regarding our ability to procure the full amount that we actually wish to have. So these would be, I think, the number one challenges.
Thank you for sharing. Just one more follow-up question. So I'm just wondering, what are the most important trends in energy-based device industry in recent years? For example, trends in the product design, the product mix, and distribution channel. Thank you.
That's a very good question. I think it's a combination of a few things. I think from the development point of view, at least on our level, on the energy device, we are known to be very fast, and we have a very strong and very very capable R&D team, which works together many, many years. This is becoming a very big advantage, especially when there is a lot of hurdles in the energy device companies around us. So on the R&D level, we're very effective. I think the challenges are coming through regulation. That's where if you go over the European new standards are becoming much more severe, and depending on clinical studies, which takes time. And again, as we mentioned, we have a very strong capability of combination of control over the major markets. We're present in more than 90 markets and 90 countries, and our ability to execute in these markets was a big advantage during the COVID, being able to shift gears from one market to another. So this would be our way to deal with being agile and agility, which is so important under uncertainty environment like we had over the last few years.
Thank you.
Dear investors, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone and wait for your turn. Thank you. The next question comes from an investor whose phone number ends with 2251. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, management. Thank you for taking my question. We know that Sisram acquired Fuxing Medical System last year and invested in Fuzhou Lake Brown this year. I'm just curious, what is the internal synergy between Fuxing Medical and Lake Brown, and what is the synergy between the dental business and energy device or injectables? Thank you for the sharing.
Oh, thank you for this question. There are a few aspects which I believe I hope that my answer will help you to better understand our ecosystem. So in general, dentistry, and specifically aesthetic dentistry, is about 3 times bigger market than the normal aesthetic firms industry we were active for many years. Even if we add the urogynecology business of Femin Health, it's not even coming to half of the size of the dentistry, aesthetic dentistry business. Dentists in general are using technology, using capital equipment, educating themselves and evolving their practice using advanced technologies. Dentists are injecting by nature. This is their number one procedure. And in many markets, they have the regulation to inject aesthetic solutions, especially around the face. So taking that together with the opportunity that our shareholder Fosun Pharma, they had a channel of aesthetic dentistry in mainland China, selling to clinics, selling to physicians, but also having production capabilities such as laboratory that is analyzing digital downstream of CAD/CAM system together with 3D printing, part of the whole solution of aesthetic dentistry. This brought us to open another dimension one of capital equipment, which is not only pure derms, aesthetics, plastic surgeons, but also dentists. Of course, we can always sell to them synergy products like lasers and such as injectables that I mentioned earlier, but also allowed us to build a new incubation like a startup, which we called Coppola, which helps it's actually generating the flow of operation from scanning the oral mouth, creating solutions for aesthetic dentistry, downloading this to our service center in Shanghai, and then printing, the 3D printing, and being able to open that operational line to international aesthetic dentistry solutions, veneers, implants, and so on. So this kind of fits our ecosystem of using technologies to enhance life aesthetic solutions. And again, these are cash-based solutions. And of course, using synergies between the different divisions. Down the road, our home device division will be able to provide solutions for dentists to be able to connect with patients, similar to our pure original aesthetic all channels.
Okay, very clear. Thanks for your answer.
Thank you. This concludes our call for today. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we look forward to having you on our next call at the end of 2022. You may disconnect. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you.